You know, you could say, never gonna give you up.
He was the quintessential geeky, nerdy.
In the field of Buick Skylarks.
Still a young Bill's heart.
Maybe I had a crush on Nabil. I don't know.
If somebody pulled the cast of The Craft from Temu.
Oh, I thought you said hard on. Yeah, they can.
Bop. It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast featuring the PCB peeps. Tonight, we've got Abby.
Hello.
We've got Andy.
What's up?
We've got Bill.
Yo, what are we crushing on, peeps?
And I am your other host, Eric. We are short Jared tonight. He was unable to make it, but sends his regards.
Yes. Maybe sends his love.
Well, I don't know.
And we know his celebrity crushes anyways. We'll mention him for
him. Yeah, we do. We got him. So we want to start off this episode by saying we want to throw out an RIP to Jay of JHP Media. Really solid dude. Unfortunately, we lost earlier this week. Condolences to his family and to the Western Mass hardcore scene. A legend and an icon. Yeah, just really, really devastating, sad stuff.
Absolutely. We love you, brother. Rest in power.
We also want to mention that we were able to go to a Western Mass hardcore show at none other than the last show at Steel Wool in Pittsfield, Massachusetts,
yeah,
which was hosted by Silver Lake Booking. Our pals over there, Devin and Peyton, helped put this one together. We saw some great bands, including Voices in Vain and Jealous Mind, who were on tour together.
Mm.
Andy, you bought a record from
Halo Bite, which was phenomenal.
Also great. And Sunblock. Really solid hardcore show. We appreciated getting to go out there. Lots of fun, some crappy weather, a lot of spin kicks. All good in
Voices
the hood.
In Vain were dope, dude.
Yeah, really
super,
good.
Super, super fun time. Super fun time.
Yes, Halo Bite was really good. One of the guitarists played facing the band, which reminded me of when Joe came on and said he was very nervous and he had to sing facing the band to begin with. So I thought that was a little.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
We also had Zucchinis, which is like right next to the venue, and had some good food there. It was my first time.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there before. It's good.
It's been a while.
I went back this week.
Oh, nice.
Wow. The pizza's a little thin, though. Like, you know, like it's good pizza, but the crust is real thin.
It's thicker on the outside, thinner on the inside.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Got that gum line going.
No, there was no gum line.
Some of us were fashionably late.
Yeah. Yes. Our waitress was very cool, rolled with the punches, even though we had like five waves of people coming in to sit down and eat. She's like,
literally almost got punched too because I was on the outside.
Yes, but we told her, you know, Bill's a mailman, so we don't know when he'll come. And she understood.
Bill walked in and tried to sit down, and then he looked at Andy and said, nobody puts baby in the corner. But alas, he was there. Tonight, we wanted to give a little bit of a break. We actually recorded an episode right before we're recording this one that we will release after, including some of our pals from back in the day in the Pittsfield punk scene, Sean and Mikey. But tonight, we wanted to do a little episode just to break up the Pittsfield punk chat and talk about something that is near and dear to us, which is some of our celebrity crushes from back in the day.
Hell yeah.
Now, why do we want to talk about this? Why is this a topic? And I think it's just that there's something about the nostalgia of being young and sort of like having these butterflies, I guess, for people on a screen.
For sure.
And throwing out the hard eyes.
Yeah. I mean, to this day.
So, you know, I think it'll be a fun topic. I'm curious to see what you all came up with. We're not doing any hard and fast lists here, but we are going to just sort of discuss some of our celebrity crushes from back in the day. And we're probably talking like 2000 and earlier, right? I don't think there's anyone.
Yeah.
Dude, if it's 2000, it's going to be creepy for me.
Yeah, you had a girlfriend in 2000. You couldn't have celebrity crushes anymore. We should have also prepared a current one.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some I'm still watching Murder, She Wrote. Yeah. So.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, Jessica Fletcher, I'm crushing on hardcore, as always.
Code Blue.
All right, I want to start, and I think we've already mentioned this person on the show a bunch of times, and we could probably talk about it in terms of a character, but I think there was also, beyond the character, just something about the, I guess, perceived personality, because again, you're watching them through a lens, and it might not be their authentic self, but I always liked the acting chops and just the way that she carried herself on screen. I love Tatiana Ali. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air days, Ashley Banks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was so good.
Yeah.
And she had that short music career for a bit. Daydream, I think, was her song. Oh, loved it. Mm. Tatiana Ali.
Yeah.
I'm in the music world too.
Yeah. She was awesome.
Susanna Huffs. I don't know if you. From the Bangles. Walk Like an Egyptian.
Ooh,
I would watch this video on repeat.
The eyes,
just the eyes.
Man,
I fell in love with her. Like, she's the greatest, and I learned how to walk like an Egyptian. So, like,
which oddly enough is like a regular person.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's also when I was learning how to walk at, you know, age 43.
Yeah.
If we're talking about, I mean, music crushes, I mean, this is gonna be. I mean, when I was younger, I'm just going to put it out there, and I know she's a bit old for me, Joan Jett, though. I still crush on Joan Jett from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Right on.
If I ran into her, I think I would just pass out, even if it's the grocery store nowadays.
I mean, I believe you both love rock and roll.
I mean, we do love rock and roll. And like pink blazers. I think we could really connect.
You get matching ones.
I'm having a harder time with this than I thought I would because... I feel like I picked contemporaries and you all picked people who were old ladies. So they're like all in their 70s now.
What?
Susanna? Yo, look up a picture of Susanna Hoffs. She's still
like 70. Show. Like 70 years old.
70 years old. I'm like 70 years old myself. Fine. I'm okay. If Caitlin ever left me, I'll go out with Joan Jett. Fuck, I want to go to bed early.
Andy loves a deal too. So those early bird specials.
That's right. I fucking love a deal.
If you Google a picture of Susanna Hoffs now, it's just going to give you like her AARP membership photo,
which is still fucking smoking.
Probably. It's like a Costco picture with the eyes looking one way.
Oh. I'm in love.
I didn't go that old. I picked Tatiana Ali.
I know. I feel like you picked appropriately and mine were much more along those lines. And I was planning on doing some corollary between something someone just said and my pick, but there's nothing to work with because I did. Oh, I know. I'm going to say Rick Springfield. I had a thing for Rick Springfield.
Oh, right. You're trying to get that human.
That
touch.
Would be my creepy one. My I one mean, where Rick they're Ashley, now old and
he's
crusty.
Good too. You know, you could say never going to give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
I mean, that's a crush right there, that guy.
Rick Springfield, in my eyes, a little bit underrated, too. He had some bangers.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, I gotta look up
Rick Springfield. I feel like you'll find a theme through my list of underappreciated souls.
Yeah, gotcha. You look an underdog.
All right, I feel that.
He's Australian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, free healthcare.
Good looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a theme through some of mine, too. Most of them were on the same TV show.
Okay, good to know. All right, I'm going to throw out another one here. So picture a young man sitting and watching MTV. And all of a sudden, you hear these belty vocals, and you start seeing these wild videos of these two young girls causing chaos to Aerosmith songs. Mm. I had a huge crush on Alicia Silverstone. I think this is probably pre-seeing her in Clueless, but seeing her in those Aerosmith videos, I was like, oh.
That was post-Clueless. I don't know if you just saw Clueless.
Yeah, I might have seen Clueless later, but yeah. I don't know. Just something about the way she was in those videos.
Yeah.
Loved it. Oh, my God.
I mean, Liv Tyler, too. Like,
yeah. My eyes glued to the screen for that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
See, I'm Clueless. If we're going to go on Clueless, because I got one from Clueless. Alicia Donovan. I was always crushing on
her. Oh, the redhead, right?
The redhead, yeah.
It was fake red, but it was red.
I feel like it was real red. And I felt there was a fiery passion in that hair.
A good redhead. But I think my redhead could probably trump that. Yeah. Molly fucking Ringwald.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. 16 Candles? Come on.
You like that good girl look.
Yeah.
The dress, I'm going to say this hot take, though. The dress in Pretty in Pink was not so good.
Bill only likes a girl in a ballet flap, okay? We've already established this.
That's a good call. All right, so Bill, if you had to
pick, I have a type.
If you had to go quintessential Molly Ringwald, what's like the moment in time? Is there a specific film?
It would be Breakfast Club, mainly because that was the first one that I saw.
Oh, the lipstick scene.
She's got skills.
Shock, though, that you watched The Breakfast Club and you didn't like the goth chick more than Molly Ringwald.
It's kind of true. I mean, I didn't say
that. Ali Sheedy. Yeah.
But Molly was more consistent. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Goth chick was way more.
Goth chick didn't even need to be there. She wasn't in trouble.
Yeah.
Showed up and nobody noticed.
Abby, what do you got?
Well, I had a whole thread I was going to go for, but Andy jumped in. So you were talking about Liv Tyler. Mm. And Liv Tyler was in one of my favorite movies of that time frame with one of my biggest crushes.
Can we guess?
Yes.
Ethan Embry.
Yes, absolutely. Of course,
I was
going to
say Corey from Boy Meets World. That's what
I was
gonna
say. No, Empire Records.
Empire Records. But he was also in like That Thing You Do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was in Can't Hardly Wait. Like, he was the quintessential geeky, nerdy guy, tall and lanky.
Nothing wrong with that.
Played drums in a band.
What is your peak Ethan Embry?
I'm going to go Empire Records, even though That Thing You Do has something very special about the look in that one. But Empire Records, it just...
That shaggy, like, 90s cool look, it was hard to beat.
And just, like, so weird and, like, offbeat and, like, kind of on a different planet. I mean, it's probably high, but, like,
Guar scene. His worst? Fucking
at his
Dutch.
Worst?
At his
Bill was in That Thing You Do, right? Wolfman, when they had to have the replacement towards the end, remember?
The backup bass player?
The backup bass player. Like, yeah, give me camera two on Wolfman. Like, whoa, get off Wolfman.
I think I can handle your tune. No, but you remember the movie Dutch with a young Ethan Embry?
And
he played the stepchild of Ed O'Neill. And Ed O'Neill picked him up from boarding school to bring him back for like Thanksgiving. And it's kind of like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but with a slightly different pairing of Ed O'Neill and Ethan Embry.
Ethan Embry's in another Christmas movie where that other actor from SNL's in it. Remember, he throws him in. Caitlin loves it. It's a Christmas movie, and he tries to reunite his parents. And I think the kid needs to go to jail.
Is that a house arrest?
Speaking of jail.
Or like, is that the one with Dennis Leary?
Yes, that's the one with Dennis Leary.
Isn't it called House Arrest or The Ref or something?
No, I don't think so. It's All I Want for Christmas.
Same thing.
And he's I don't think I've seen that, and I wish I had known about
it. No, you don't, because, I mean, he basically, like, you know, does a lot of sketchy stuff.
He's a schmuck.
It's illegal, and he should have gone to juvie at least.
Juvie, wow.
I mean, it's not jail. Words. I mean, you basically kidnap someone in an ice cream truck and sent him to New Jersey.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Well, these people are stealing our hearts, so.
Well, and Bill, you don't want to steal anybody else from Empire Records?
I mean, you've seen Ethan Embry nowadays, though. His hairline's looking like mine. Ain't looking so good.
Wow. Rude.
Shots fired. Ethan Embry.
All right. I want to throw out another one here. So there's something specifically, I mean, she's been in everything. She was, I would say, America's sweetheart in the late 80s, early to mid 90s. And she had this one great monologue in a film that just like put her into another stratosphere, because she went from just being what I consider a very beautiful woman to being this like smart expert in the field of Buick Skylarks, Marissa Tomei.
Yes!
From My Cousin
Fuck
Vinny.
Yes! On the list. Yeah.
Even Untamed Heart, where she plays, a waitress who gets attacked and then rescued by Christian Slater, who's like a weird dude. And she tries to throw, so she goes from My Cousin Vinny of this like thick New York accent, and then she goes all Midwestern for Untamed Heart. And the whole like premise of that film is that, you know, Christian Slater like was an orphan and he thinks that he has the heart of a baboon inside of him. And he had these records that he was given by the nuns at the orphanage, blah, blah, blah. But she goes, wow, magic records in the heart of a baboon.
What the fuck?
And I was like, oh my God, this movie is for me. So wow. Good. That's but incredible. Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
And My Cousin Vinny, incredible. She was incredible.
Dude, let's not forget Ralph Macchio. I mean.
Oh, he's a Karate Kid.
But he's in that too. It's his cousin.
Yeah, that's
cousin
right.
Cousin Vinny.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think his name's Bill too.
Could but be. He was a hunk back in the day. I mean, he still is. I think he still looks good.
Is that your pick, Andy?
Ralph Macchio? I mean, I'll put him on my list, sure. Right. My list is going to start to get very specific.
And okay.
It's around a TV show.
Are you next or is Bill next?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we had an
order. Oh, no, I think it is Andy next.
All right, go, Andy.
I'm going to start at the top here. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yeah.
Introduced her in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Isn't it Gellar?
I mean, I don't really know.
Is this the whole Peyton Payton thing again?
Probably. Okay. And
Buffy or Boofy? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Buffy, Sarah. If I'm wrong, I'm sure you're a viewer. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know how to say your last name.
Appreciate
Big
that.
Big crush on her back Graham. In the day.
She was also in I Know What You Did Last Summer, right?
Oh, yeah. She was, I mean, I felt like she was pretty big, her and her husband.
Freddie Prinze?
Yeah, Freddie Prinze.
Junior.
I mean, they did freaking the Scooby-Doo movies, which people give a lot of shit. Those were good movies. I'm sorry. I enjoyed
They are
them.
Not good.
They are so
Take
good.
Take it back.
They are so good.
I agree. That's my kind of like, yeah, that I agree with Andy.
Yeah, because you have Shaggy energy.
You know what? That actor's got range, okay? Like, I mean, he did Scream, and then he did freaking Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Talk about a freaking
Two of the best talent. Movies.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to diverge very quickly. He's on my list. Shaggy. Shaggy's on my list, guys.
Wait, Mr. Boombastic Shaggy?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't
Mr. Lava Lava.
No, Matthew Lillard, Shaggy.
Oh, shit.
So he's so good. He's such a good talent.
What's the movie he's in where he plays a super douchey character?
All of them.
I think it's
except for Shaggy.
Oh, you know what it is? It's Get Over It. Okay. The 2000 Kirsten Dunst movie. He plays like a super douche in it. You got to watch it. Anyway, Get Over
Never
It.
Never seen it. Got to check it out.
Bill. I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorites. So Eric was mentioning early MTV was pretty popular for a young person growing up. This VJ, she...
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
no, she was one
you
of the
can't
greatest
talk about sex acts on the
podcast. All time.
Watch the language.
You're not going to see her uptown because it's downtown Julie Brown.
Bill.
Oh.
My goodness.
Whoa.
The language. The British accent. And
Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah.
She's still on Sirius XM. Man.
Yeah.
She still has a show on Sirius.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm signing up for Sirius.
Because hashtag Downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, fuck. I mean, there's been a lot of hashtags for that
one. I feel like I'm doing it more like Mrs. Doubtfire. I apologize, but that's what I'm getting from.
I mean, it's
a little more cockney than it needed to be.
Downtown Julie
she's
Brown.
Hella posh.
Yeah, she is.
So, I mean, and I am hella not, but you know, but still, she stole a young Bill's heart.
Nice. That's a good pick.
I'm supportive of that pick, Bill.
A little niche, but it's good.
Niche? What do you mean? Everybody loves Downtown Julie Brown.
Yes, they do.
Everyone from your generation.
Yes, true. With our AARP cards.
Degeneration X, that is.
NWO.
Hey, no, still a millennial holding on just by the slimmest.
Lies. Fake news.
Apparently it's a wide range now.
It's a big net.
Yeah. Millennial now stretches from BC to current day.
Billy Boomer.
Bill's like, I'm a millennial. I was there when Jesus Christ was born.
Yeah, BC stands for Bill's christening, I think. Is that what it is?
I was there when Moses got that first brisk.
Yo, you want to share a brisk?
You want to share a brisk?
But nah, dude, I need my Pepsi Big Slam.
And that's how they ended the Cold War. Abby, what do you got?
What do I got? I can't remember if I was supposed to be really obscure or not really obscure. So I'm going to go with my obscurest and also probably most controversial pick, which is probably my first. I forget whenever we talk about like first bands that people got into to get them into the type of music that we eventually got into. But I was always a really big Silverchair fan. And So I'm going to go with Daniel Johns from Silverchair, but probably when he was at the peak of battling his eating disorder.
Okay. I mean, Silverchair.
Yeah.
Super popular band in the mid 90s for a third grader, for third grade me.
There's a lot of Australians on your list, eh?
There are. When you said that about Rick Springfield, I knew this one was coming up and I was like, oh man.
They have a fine cuisine down there.
Yeah. Well, they had that one video on TRL for a little bit. So this is probably like 99. Yeah. It was a song about him battling his eating disorder called Anna's Song. Mm-hmm. And that is the one where I think they tried to make him out to be a little bit of a dreamy, like in the video, there are these very close up shots. He's got this Hanson style, like long blonde hair and this mini little soul patch. Very little soul patch.
Nothing so wrong cute. With the soul patch.
And he just looked grungy and like he hadn't washed his hair in about 6 months in that video.
Just did it for
nothing
you.
Nothing wrong with not washing your hair for 6 months.
I would like, I didn't mention this at the beginning, but I did feel a lot of pressure in my picks being the only person who is going to primarily identify men as their target. So I did consult with my other millennial podcast queens, Liz and Christina, for this list. Just to make sure. I just felt a lot of pressure. Neither of them agreed with this pick. They both felt pretty strongly that I shouldn't go with this one.
Okay.
But they did inform some of the other choices that I'm including.
I appreciate you going out on a limb for us. Yeah. I think it's a good pick. I could see it.
It's raw and honest. I'm raw and honest.
Good. Definitely appreciate that. All right. I'm going to move on to, I'm going a slightly later pick. So this is like at probably the last point, because there was a small window from like 98 to 2000 where this actress appeared in a few things. And one of them is like a show that will forever be one of my favorite shows of all time. And then she was also in a very weird movie that was written and directed and starred in by Dee Snider, a horror movie called Strangeland. Yes. See, there's a movie called Strangeland that was kind of like a horror take on like A Clockwork Orange story.
Whoa.
So take like Silence of the Lambs meets A Clockwork Orange is like this movie Strangeland.
Holy fuck.
I think it was like a little bit ahead of its time in a way. It was like dark and twisted and weird. I wouldn't say like very well acted, but one of the psycho killer captures this young girl in it and holds her in a cage. And then she went on to do bigger and better things. But I remember going back and watching this after the show and being like, oh yeah, she was in this too. But I really have a soft spot for Linda Cardellini of Freaks and Geeks fame, Lindsay.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And she's gone on to have a great acting career, but she was just so good in Freaks and Geeks. She, finding this middle ground of like being cool and level-headed, but also sort of like being real in the fact that she wanted other friends and she like envied this other life and stuff. And I think it was like raw and honest in this, to your point, Abby, is like, because I think there's that little bit of that in everybody, like no matter how cool and together you are, there's like a little piece of you that feels like you could be cooler in a different crowd or something. So I just loved the way she dressed.
Except for us.
Oh, we're peak coolness.
Yeah, right.
But the Green Army jacket and that, just had me. Loved it.
Yeah. That's a great pick.
Watch Strangeland too. Just check it out. It's probably on like Tubi or something.
Right on. I want to check that out now.
You know, if we're going to have a fucking podcast sponsor, it needs to be goddamn Tubi. It's the thing we talk most about on this.
Or Pluto TV. That sponsor
could be.
I would love Pluto TV to sponsor us.
Dude, Pluto TV is like keeping me alive right now with the shows they have on there. I find myself during the day, if I'm bored, watching People's Court reruns.
Dude, they have Diagnosis Murder on there. I'm like, that's back into that again. I'm like, Caitlin thought Dick Van Dyke was Jessica Fletcher's husband, though. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? She's like, weren't we watching Murder, She Wrote? I'm like, these are two different shows.
Rookie.
I know, right? Whoa. Rookie mistake. Mr. Fletcher's been dead since the beginning.
That's right.
Let's not get off topic.
All right, Andy, what do you got? Murdered.
I got, this is a controversial pick.
Does this person appear on Pluto or Tubi?
I mean, they should. I think Nabil is going to agree with me on this. I can't remember. So Nabil, if you're listening, send me a text if you agree. The entire band of Kitty. I knew this. I'm just saying, there's something about a lady in a rock band that I can't get enough of.
Okay.
Wow.
Right? I mean, look at their old photos.
Brody and the Distillers. Yeah,
it's just, I liked them too. And if you look at their old photos, it cracks me up because I'm like, this, I feel like, is Nabil the way they're dressing. Maybe I had a crush on Nabil. I don't know.
Okay, that was my clarifying question.
Wait, there's like, how many people are in the band? Because there's one album cover that has like 19 of them.
I mean, there's four of them. They were a four piece, but.
Okay.
I wanted so badly to be one of them.
See? All right. See, so Abby gets it. They were I just always thought they were so cool. And I'm like, oh man, these girls are so cool. Like,
oh yeah. They basically look like if somebody pulled the cast of The Craft from Temu.
Yes, exactly. If someone was like,
it's like
hey,
a
listen.
Little off.
Listen, I mean, The Craft, those girls are on my list too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. I see it.
And they were definitely way out of my league. Like let's be honest. Like the whole band was out of my league.
The goth girl, like chunky boot looking stuff though. Yeah, that's
like girl band t-shirt. Like I'm like, that just was my style back in the day that I loved for ladies.
But
the eyeliner.
Yep. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like they took the Delia's catalog and like they NWO'd it. If that makes sense, like it kind of has that vibe to it.
My one problem and why I was not on Andy's level on this was I think at that point I was just on that punker than thou phase of my life. So I was like, hey, this is some kind of metal music.
Yeah, Kitty was like lame, Hot Topic. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, I think Nabil made fun of me for Kitty too. I enjoyed their music and I was like,
did you say, Nabil, it's not them, it's you.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that's why I didn't like it. He's like, these girls kind of look like me. Yeah. Like, I have that shirt. I have that fishnet shirt.
That's
like
true.
Nabil. I don't know. I'm looking in your eyes right now, smoking a cig. I think I'm in love.
Did your grandfather think that you were dating one of the members of Kitty?
He probably did. He always thought Nabil was my goth girlfriend and then would describe Nabil's outfit right in front of Nabil. Nabil would be like, that's me. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, Nunu, you're describing on, Nabil. No.
I am fairly certain you're like bringing back these memories for me right now, but I'm fairly certain that Kitty was on a Delia's compilation CD that you got from ordering from Delia's.
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was on some compilation.
I thought you were going to say that you knew the band and didn't introduce me because you knew they'd fall in love with me. Like, let's build a time machine and go back in time. I'd love to see them live, too. I bet they'd probably come on the pod.
I'm an artist. I think she wore a lot of fishnets. She had a lot of different fashions. This is I think every like 80s boy's one of their crushes at some point because she went through so many phases. Madonna.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Early Madonna. Fuck yeah. Like a Prayer. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I thought about Madonna for this list.
Yeah, like, maybe two.
I can't stand her in like current day.
Ah, yeah.
And so it gave me the ick. Girl Madonna.
Yes. Dude,
fucking.
Yes. I mean, but this is back in the day. I mean, that's part of the title of this.
No, I agree. I'm just saying it threw me off because everyone that I picked is someone that like I could also be okay with admitting I had a crush on today. But it's like Madonna's like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Almost. Okay. All right. You know what? I redact that and I'll throw Janet Jackson in instead.
Ooh. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Mr. Nasty over here. Damn.
That Rolling Stone cover. Boom. That's all. I'm just going to put that there and be like, you know, fell in love. The hard eyes right there.
Bill, you can't say that.
No hard eyes.
Heart, oh, I thought heart. You said hard eyes. Oh. I was like, "Bill, for the love of God!" I'm like, "You're talking about going down the VJs and hard eyes." Like,
I mean, if you guys are gonna go down this avenue and have this discussion, I'm really glad that it's about Madonna and Janet Jackson, who are both at this entire process well above the age.
For sure.
Are you kidding? I mean, come on though. Like, if any of them came out and was like, Andy or Bill, like, I'm in love with you. Like, we know we would be like, yeah, that's fine. We'll share the next 5 years together. They'll be good, and then we're good.
This is a really hard list to be like, oh my God, remember Punky Brewster? Because it's like that just sounds fucked up. So I get it. I was like, I put Soleil Moonfry on my list and I was like, I think I got to take her off because like, I can't speak about it now of like my like 5-year-old crush on her.
Right. I will. Right. I'm like, oh, well, man.
But you can talk about her now because now she's like, she's pretty attractive now.
She was she had a massive breast reduction, which I guess is true. Yeah. Geez Louise. Boy, oh boy. Smuggling two Brandons under bra.
I know, right? Abby, who do you have? What male are you going to dazzle us with?
I'm going to stick with my lanky, skinny, nerdy boys. And I'm going to give you one that's probably going to cause a little discussion here. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. As Bill would say, I got a hard on for Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Hard eyes. Sorry. I got hard eyes for that guy. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. If he was like, Andy, run away with me, 100%. I'm gone.
Like 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Emo.
Third rock from the sun.
I was going to say like 10 Things I Hate About You. I fell in love with the kid. What can I say?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Because he's like a romantic. Oh, and I would say the only thing that like really fucked it over for him was being in that movie Don Juan. Right?
Oh.
Which I think totally.
Really not G.I. Joe? I feel like G.I. Joe was a bad choice. He's Cobra Commander. He's got a mask, but still, we know it's him.
Yeah. No, I think he always played this like, you know, it's kind of like if you were to make Steve Carell into some like suave dude in a movie, it'd be like, it doesn't really fit his whole thing.
No.
He'd throw you off. Like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt does well as like the nerdy, like character actor, like the hopelessly desperate kind of dude, like an Ethan Embry.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. 100%.
That's a really good pick. What it was Third Rock from the Sun, his earliest work.
I would think so, right?
I don't know. He did it with what? Like the girl who played Alex Mack, who was also in 10 Things I Hate About You. She was his crush in that movie and his crush in the show.
Yo.
So I mean,
full circle.
Yeah.
She's not on my list, but she should have been.
She should have been on everyone's list. That's another person I wanted to be.
She was very cool. Okay, so my next pick is someone that I fell in love with in a early 90s John Hughes movie, a fairly unknown movie. So maybe you guys have heard of this one. But also later in the 90s, had another big kind of starring role in a Darren Aronofsky film that got a little weird. So she had a very wide net cast in terms of her characters in these movies. But from 1991's Career Opportunities, set inside a Target. So if you want to go back and like look at vintage Target in a movie, it's pretty cool.
I love doing that, actually.
But dude, like fucking Doritos. Oh, yeah. That's Jennifer so Connelly.
Ooh, oh, smoke show.
Absolute.
Yeah, dude.
Holy stunner. Fuck. Oh, amazing.
I think Eric might have just won this. I don't even know it was a competition, but I think Eric won.
Just, you get lost in her eyes.
Yeah, oh, her eyes are beautiful.
Gorgeous. And she's got these like,
she's no Susanna Hoffs, but okay.
Well, okay. But here's where I'll throw the caveat in is late 90s. Everyone was tweezing the shit out of their eyebrows. These little thin things drawing them in, big bushies up there.
True.
Didn't care. Still gorgeous.
Didn't give a fuck.
Setting the trend for what is now fashionable back then. Jennifer Connelly, we salute you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Andy, what do you got?
So Caitlin wanted me to put one in here for her.
Right on.
So this, you know, celebrity crush for her is going to be Zach Hansen, if I got it correct, from the Hansen brothers.
Oh,
I
mean,
she liked all the Hansen brothers. She's seen them several times, and I think Zach was her favorite.
They can bop.
Yeah, they can bop. Something, something, doo-wop, I think.
I mean, that song is about losing your hair, so that's
good. I know,
good.
Right? Something about, like, you know, skinny, lanky men she likes. I don't know.
No, he wasn't the lanky one.
No,
he was the chunky one.
He was the little one.
I don't know.
He had to have those arms for drumming. He was the drummer.
Okay, so yeah, so he had the beefy arms, so I don't know what she's doing with me. But
yeah, Conley's a smoke show. Right. Hansen is a gun show.
I mean, I've looked at the Hansen brothers. They're no kitty. All right. But for Caitlin, I love you, hon. Zach Hansen, I know he's watching because he always is. A big fan for the pod. Zach, have a good one.
Shout out. Yeah.
Shout out, Zach.
Appreciate that call, Andy. That was great.
I did not consult Caitlin for my list. I think we had different taste.
No, because if she picked Taylor Hansen, it's basically the same as your Dan from Silverchair.
Yeah, that's
Taylor
that's
Hansen
true.
Is the correct Hansen answer. True. Zach is the wrong Hansen answer.
Oh, listen, I could have the name wrong. I know she likes all the Hansen brothers. I know she had a favorite. I'm going to guess Zach. So I'll find out when this pod goes live if it's wrong.
What if she like?
He's just making shit up.
Just go blanket Hansen brothers.
Just Hansen brothers.
Could this be grounds for divorce?
I mean, it could be. She tells me. I mean, we talk about music, so I know Hansen's her favorite. I mean, you know,
all Your time? Honor. He doxed me on a podcast saying Zach Hansen was my favorite when he's clearly my third favorite Hansen brother.
That's true. We'll find out when I'm shooting this from my car next week. Been kicked out. Andy, what is that in the background? Is that a snowstorm? Yeah, I'm in the car.
What else is in the back there? Is that a kitty poster? Okay, so this one is going to shock all of you because I have not mentioned it on any of the podcasts. There was a Party of Five.
Oh.
Little Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, God, yeah. J-Love.
Absolute favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
From Garfield.
From such classic. So as Eric was going over all these great movies like Requiem for a Dream that Jennifer Connelly did. Did she ever do Heartbreakers? Boom.
That's true.
With Jason Lee. I mean, come on.
So, Abby, were you jealous of Jennifer Love Hewitt during Can't Hardly Wait when Ethan Embry was just hard eyes all over?
I will do full disclosure for the podcast. This is a night of true candor for me. before the podcast, I went up and I looked at my journals from my freshman year of high school.
Right on. Okay.
Because freshman I had Abby. Pictures taped on the outside of all of the celebrity men that I was in love with. There is a picture of someone with Jennifer Love Hewitt, and she is X'd out of the picture on the cover of my journal.
Nice. All right.
And I don't ever remember being interested in the person that she's with in that photo. So I'm going to say that's exactly what it is. It's because she was not interested in my main man, Ethan, until it was too late.
Wow.
I'm at a loss for words, Abby. Oh, that cuts deep. That cuts deep.
It's jacked up. Do you want to give us someone that you didn't X out, Abby?
You know, a weird one that I think is a good one. John Cusack.
Oh,
He went like a long time. Like there was a long stretch where he was a dreamboat and in such cool movies and such good movies. And then it seems to have tapered off. But he for a long time.
It's cool because he's as a human being, he's a really cool dude.
Yeah. I mean, he just.
None of you want to mention his sister as a female foil.
Well, she was on my list. So now, okay. So we're going to jump ahead from the whole Shameless Cusack days. Family. Really, you know.
I'm still trying to get over Jennifer Love Hewitt getting X'd out.
I was broke jealous.
My heart, Abby.
I was jealous. Jealousy issues.
I was going to say, I'm still staring at the cover of Career Opportunities with Jennifer Connelly. So I think I missed the last couple minutes of the podcast. John Cusack, though, totally agree. So you kind of have you're going with like the pre-rom-com stars almost in a lot of your picks here. That could have been they're the romantic guys. John Cusack, not super lanky, I guess maybe a little bit. Say Anything, just great character in that. Lloyd Dobler, great movie. Love him. Gave her my heart. She gave me a pen. What are you gonna do? All right, I have two more on my list. I'm going to give you one.
Right on.
So there's a specific point in time where this was like a woman in power just had me going. Loved it.
Ellie McBeal?
No, like as a kid, it was like, and here's why I say this, because she played another really popular role on a television program and they didn't highlight her as like the character that she could be. She played a very dumb character. And then in this movie, she played this like powerful, just responsible, like adult, even though she wasn't really quite there yet. So Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Christina Applegate. I'm right on top of that, Rose. So good. So much better than her Kelly Bundy. Bring her in. What was her role again?
Was it executive? I'm blanking on the role, but
Sue Ellen.
Yeah,
Sue Ellen was her name in the movie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but she was like,
dishes are done,
man. It's a great movie too. It really holds up.
She's incredible. Yeah, in that movie, she's incredible though.
She was from a high school student to like being this responsible businesswoman.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She was taking money out of the till though, you know?
Andy, it was petty cash and she could pay it back.
Exactly. Andy, it was not a crime.
It was Walter who bought that big entertainment system. It wasn't her fault.
I mean, that's a good point. Walter did do that. What was the freaking her boy in the end, the guy she ends up with? What the hell?
The clown dog.
That was it. Yes, clown dog.
Can I just say that was like peak, and they did this in a lot of movies, but like peak, I would say like 80s to like early 2000s comedy always had a character in the movie that worked at some sort of fast food place that had a ridiculous gimmick.
Yes. Right?
Something always ridiculous. They had to wear like a falafel on their head or something. Like, I guess that was
that job.
That was what She's All That. She had the falafel head.
Yeah.
But anyway, Clown Dog Brian.
So good.
The fashion show at the house. Kenny. Yep. Park It Yourself, Metallica Breath. Like, great movie. The best part is when they go to flip a coin, but they don't have a coin, so they flip a Mama Celeste pizza.
Yes.
Dude, I want to make all the decisions in my life based on flipping a Mama Celeste, like moving forward. Just
for sure.
But Christina Applegate, Sue Ellen, again, yeah. I'm right on top of that, Rose. Loved it.
Yeah, it, and not to mention Married with Children. Just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly...
Incredible. I fell in love with her brain, Bill. She's beautiful in both, but she was dumb, dumb as rocks.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, there was, she had moments.
Yeah, true.
Did she?
I'm just curious if Bud Bundy is on Abby's list. Just,
yeah. I mean, to be fair, he's on mine.
Oh, really?
No, I'm more of a dad guy.
David, you know, Faustino.
Like, Ed O'Neill.
I loved Ed O'Neill. I mean, Ed O'Neill. Like, talk about a hunk. I mean. Come on.
I heard he was pretty good for Polk High.
Polk High. Scored three touchdowns. All state. All right, Handy, who do you really got, though?
So I really have Felicia Day.
Can you elaborate, please?
Yeah. So she did this show, The Guild. She was also a recent host of MST3K. She did a stint on Eureka for a little bit, the show. Very obscure actress.
That's like way later than our list here, Andy.
Is this supposed
You're like 2007 here.
Well, I mean, she also did like a couple episodes of Buffy. So it's not like...
Oh, okay. So
that's where I got introduced to her. But I'm just trying to figure out stuff that you guys would know that she did.
I would say like almost mid in a way, Andy. So I'm curious.
So fuck.
She's a little mid.
She's no Conley...
She's not a Christina Applegate, but I'm just...
I don't know. There's something about a redhead. You know, a funny redhead that's like nerdy. I love it.
Well, I can't wait till you guys your Carrot Top pick.
Oh my God, dude. Carrot Top, you kidding me? I got hungry eyes for that guy. He's a prop comic. I mean, he keep me laughing all the time. I mean... He's got those big muscular arms. I mean, I think he ended up getting plastic surgery, which it's like, come on, don't do.
You think he got plastic surgery?
I haven't seen him in a long time, you know?
He was on the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Was he really?
Yeah. It's good. Good stuff. All right. That's probably your hottest take in terms of a pick, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrot Top, I would say.
Nothing about her.
Yeah.
She's great on the show. I love The Guild is hilarious. Great show.
Right? The Guild is freaking absolutely hilarious.
But all right. I mean, I got you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Andy. Yeah. You're right. I had to look her up.
I think Andy could actually date her. That's why, I guess maybe that's why I'm thinking like,
do you think
she's like almost my age?
I know. She's like around our age. I mean, I thought I had more of a chance with Carrot Top, but...
I think, Andy, the world is your oyster.
Thank you.
And speaking of the world being an oyster, I'm going to go... Can I do a 3-for-1?
Hell yeah, I did the whole band of
Kitty. Is it the cast from Hocus Pocus?
That's true.
Oh my God, the cast from Hocus Pocus. Are you kidding me?
You okay?
As Bill would say, I'm getting a hard on right now.
No.
Just thinking of Bette Midler.
Is that Binks in your pants?
So I'm going to West Coast, baby. 90210, Shannon Doherty, Tori Spelling, and Jenny Garth. Gabriella something. I don't have a great memory, y'all. I mean, she maybe not so much. She's a little more Andy's.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, Shannon Doherty, I'm going to have to say no on. I mean, she's a big drama queen. Can't do it.
Andy, she just died.
Yeah, dude, rest in peace.
Oh, my God. So I'm supposed to want to celebrity crush her because she passed? No.
Dude, Angela Lansbury, bro.
I love Angela Lansbury. She's sweetheart. Don't you ever take her name.
What about Mallrats?
I feel that was just a misrepresentation. Okay, Shannon Doherty's not even good in that. I mean, I just, too much drama with the 90210.
Okay, all right.
I think it's a good pick.
Fair enough. What about Jenny Garth or Tori Spelling?
Oh, Tori Spelling all the way.
Yeah. I like Tori Spelling as Violet Bickerstaff from Saved by the Bell, though.
Yeah.
That's where she really
got my heart. She really showed her acting chops, for sure. But Donna Martin graduates.
100%. She got nepoed into that show big time.
Yeah. That like first season where she says like three lines. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Why is she on the show?
Solid. So in terms of the show itself, I caught like a lot of bits and pieces of it. I've never watched it like in an actual sequence, but I remember like being like, whoa, the high school students in this are gorgeous.
Yeah. They were all like 30.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, fuck you, California. East Coast all the way.
Okay, I agree, but
give me some girls in a fucking heavy ass coat because it's cold.
Well, that's the thing. Shannon Doherty should have been your girl. She's a Minnesota. Or it's Hardy.
You know, something about her. I feel like she just yell at me all the time. I can't do that.
Well, Andy, come on. Any woman in her right mind would yell at you all the time. All right. Speaking of women that yell at you all the time, Abby, what do you got?
I'm going to go with two.
Oh, Renat? All right.
And these are going to be the real version of this person and basically the cartoon embodiment of them. So I'm going to go with a vintage Jared Leto.
Ooh.
Circa My So-Called Life.
Okay, right, yeah.
Okay.
Not Now.
Claire Danes, honorable mention.
Claire Danes. Oh, yes. And I'm going to go with Trent from Daria.
Ooh, oh, Trent from Daria herself.
Jane.
And Jane, yes. Oh, what was the Trent, his buddy, the big muscular dumb guy. What was his name? Oh,
I don't remember.
He was a smoke show too. All four. Smoke show.
So I think, you know, Jared Leto fits with the tall, yeah, lanky, didn't wash their hair thing that I was into.
So you're basically getting like Requiem for a Dream, Jared Leto with that Trent character.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking like
a good fucking movie.
Before he.
Yeah.
Before he went all method. Yeah.
That's a good point. I want to put that caveat on Madonna for me.
Before Madonna got all jokery.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually pretty fair.
I have no caveat for Kitty. I just want to say that right now.
Appreciate that. All right, so this might sound crazy, and I do have others on my list, but I'm gonna keep it with one last pick here, just because I think Bill's gonna pick one of the other ones I already have. So I'll let you. But this one just popped in my head after, and I totally spaced on it. But I'm going with, in my mind, the real Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy fucking Swanson.
Yeah.
Also from The Chase, where she plays an amazing character.
Yeah.
Love Christy Swanson.
They were both great Buffies.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's the OG Buffy.
Yeah. And Paul Rubens was in that movie, too. And he's a cute guy.
Yeah. Very cute. Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Great actor, too. I feel like he had a ton of range.
He did. He had some range. I agree.
That's a great pick.
That is a great pick. I don't know how. Oh, Bill, can you go next? I don't know. I'm gonna go through my list again.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard for me to pick one more.
So I'm going with Catwoman. Going Which Halle one? Berry.
Okay, I was thinking old school Catwoman from the TV show.
I don't know. Do you think I am?
I was gonna say she's a smoke show too. Halle Berry is like
Halle Berry. Everything, man. She's everything.
Yeah,
she's pretty amazing. But I do have to say, I'll throw an honorable mention in there of the scene when Michelle Pfeiffer realizes she's Catwoman.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there's also
the whole thing.
Sorry, Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's also pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty good scene.
I know. That is a good one. Oh, my God.
That was like a core memory that I forgot. I hadn't seen the movie in so long. Someone posted a scene of Michelle Pfeiffer when she's like in her apartment and she's like starts realizing she's Catwoman. And I was like, what is this movie? I was like, oh, this fucking Batman. So good.
Hell yeah. Too good.
Too good.
Too good.
There we
Julie
go.
Manly deeply too.
All right. So I'll go. All right. I'm debating on a ton, but had a big crush on her when I was a kid. We're going back to Buffy.
This Charisma show, man, Carpenter. Changed you.
I know. Like, I watched the show a lot with the Beale. And I mean, she was always just, like, I thought her character development was great. Like, she was always that, like, on the show, she was the popular girl and, like, way out of my league. Still way out of my league, but huge crush.
I might have been talking over you because I think I missed the actual name.
I believe it's Charisma Carpenter.
Oh.
Wait, what show is this? Too.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
She's right around the age range I like him because she's 54.
Nice.
Right? That's my sweet spot.
Oh, what up?
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Okay.
She wasn't 54 then.
No. I mean,
she's 54.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Don't look a day over Buffy the Vampire Slayer days.
maybe she's a vampire.
Yeah, that's some.
Abby, who do you got? Abby, I've been agreeing with you all night. I mean, I feel like we got the same male celebrity crush list.
I don't know. I had some that skewed younger. I have some that skew older. But I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Gavin Rosdale.
Oh, from Bush.
From Bush.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because Bush is going on tour and I'm getting fed a lot of Bush content in my Facebook feed.
Fed a lot of Bush content sounds very bizarre.
Right? Like, oh, no.
But it is causing some memory. I was like, oh, maybe I should go see them. And I was like, I don't even think I know 3 Bush songs.
Also, shout out to Gwen Stefani, especially Spiderwebs.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? How did we go from Gavin Rosdale to Spiderwebs?
Yeah, I know, seriously.
I thought they were married.
They were married. It's still a strange trajectory.
It's the only transitions I know.
The best Bush song is Swallowed. That's my favorite.
Oh, I thought it. What's the first track on 16 Stone? The Breathe In, Breathe Out.
Oh, Machine Head?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Come Down was a big hit off that one.
Yep. They had a lot of bangers.
I had that CD back in the day. It was part of the 12 CDs for a penny.
Oh, right up. Such a deal.
But Swallowed. That's easily.
He has more muscles. Or had more muscles at the time than most of the men on my list.
Well, so 2 things. One, mm-hmm. I think quintessential Gavin Rosdale is when he's playing Glycerin in the rain, shirtless, obviously. But can I throw out a quick one? Does anyone remember there was a rumor back in the day about Gwen Stefani needing to get her stomach pumped?
Oh. No, I don't remember. I haven't heard this rumor.
So poor Gwen Stefani, there's a rumor going around. I was in 5th grade, and apparently this is one of those like Reddit threads that everyone at depending on what like elementary or middle school you went to has a different artist that was known to have had a gallon of semen pumped from their stomach. This is the same time where Marilyn Manson removed some ribs so he could suck his own dick.
Yep.
All this stuff happened and didn't happen at the same time. But
I went to private school, so none of it happened where I went to school.
I heard about the Marilyn Manson thing.
I heard it was Mary Magdalene.
And I'm like, I don't think that's even humanly possible. And I remember like someone was like, no, he did it. Like, it's real. And I'm like, I don't think you can do that.
What if they combine the rumors and like Marilyn Manson got a rib removed so he could suck his own dick and then swallowed a gallon of his own semen? Reduce, reuse, recycle. Anyway, where are we? Back to Abby?
No, Abby gave her last one.
Okay.
That was the end. We all gave our final pick.
Well, I think there's one that we like clearly forgot, and I know it's on Bill's list, and I feel like you missed it because you mentioned 90210. We mentioned Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah, fuck. I fucked up on that one.
Kelly Kapowski. What was her name on that? Valerie?
Valerie, yeah. From Buffalo, New York.
She should have never left Zach. Never left him.
She was also in one of your favorites, Andy. Son-in-Law.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. She'd have never left Zach. That would have never happened.
She ended up marrying Zach.
Yeah, like way later.
Yeah, sometimes you have to spend some time apart to appreciate your relationship.
They got married in Hawaii, but we don't know if that's canon or not.
She was trying to date Professor Lasky in the college years.
Yeah, I know. Fucker. Fucker. Abusing his authority to date the students. Nope.
The whole Malibu Sands, like Saved by the Bell season is like such a fever dream. It's actually not bad
on there, right?
It's not bad at all. No, it was pretty good.
What about the season with when Tiffany Amber Thiessen left and they brought in Tori mid-season?
Oh, yeah.
For like 5 episodes and then never mentioned it. And then she was gone.
It's because she was too just mean.
Was she
biker
gone?
Jacket. Yeah, she just disappeared.
She was working on Lisa's car at one point.
That's
right. Yeah. I think we should do a Saved by the Bell deep dive, guys.
Oh, yeah, we should.
I would like to, yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
But mostly we forgot to mention one of Jared's celebrity crushes. Mr. Feeling? Or was
Mr. Feeny?
Mr. Feeny.
Wait, as the car in Knight Rider? Hold on, I want to do that again. Mr. Feeny himself?
We forgot to mention one of Jared's celebrity crushes, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. We do know Jared loves Mr. Feeny.
He loves a mustache and a salt and pepper haired man.
That is true. He also mentioned that Tori from Saved by the Bell was also one of his.
It was his favorite, yeah.
Yep.
So there should be more episodes.
Oh, 100%.
So, Tiffany Amber, who?
Give me a biker chick in a leather jacket and he's good to go.
Well, okay. I guess I hope that this was a good nostalgic break for all of you because
it was for me.
I almost loved it. So, Abby, you did a smart thing by like looking through the journals, going through. I almost reached out to my sisters to be like, hey, who was I crushing on back in the day? But I didn't really need to because I think I got my list right. So they'll be the ones to tell me if I did or not. But I'm pretty sure like these are right off the bat, came right to my head. So except for Chrissy Swanson, I had to think about her for a minute, which I was okay with. But all right. Well, we are back in a few weeks with an episode we already recorded just in case there's any weird continuity issues. But we're doing Tales from the Pits with Sean and Mikey, both brothers that came up in the punk scene in the golden years, as we call them.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about the Panda Lunatics, Thought Crime, and just all other things through the eyes of punk rock family. So that'll be a fun one upcoming.
Got some burrito talk too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lots of burrito talk. We would be remiss not to mention that there is another Silver Lake booking show upcoming on the 31st of January at Hot Plate with some great bands, including touring band Oolong. I believe they're from New York. And Devin's band Singing is playing and some other great bands. So just want to throw it out there. The 31st Hot Plate. Definitely check that out. And we're going to XWA Wrestling next weekend at Masonic Temple in Pittsfield to watch such wrestlers as the Slam Burglar, Justin Rando. We're going to see the Gouda guy, Mikey Cheese, right?
Cheese.
Kayla Carroll versus Villainous Vile. It's going to be some great matches.
I should have added her to my celebrity card.
You know, If you happen to go to this event and see me there, I would like you to just know my commitment to the podcast.
Appreciate you,
and
Abby.
That's why I'm in that room.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, Jan. We saw you at the other wrestling event and you were having the time of your life.
Yeah.
I may be wearing a custom fan shirt to the next one.
Ooh, I made a custom fan shirt for me and my bro who will be there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely check out the Music Man's Wrestle Rock Rumble video on YouTube. Also, some pretty strong vibes of Super Bowl Shuffle.
We should post that on our Instagram.
Oh, we sure will.
Yeah.
We sure will.
And viewers, please tell us which of the peeps reminds you the most of the Music Man.
Yes. And tell us your celebrity crushes. What member of Kitty did you crush on back in the day?
The answer can be all of them, apparently.
That's right. It can be all.
Andy doesn't know any of their names anyway.
I wouldn't remember them. I'm too starstruck. Every time I see them, I just fall into their metal eyes.
That's right.
Just turn into mud.
Metal lullabies.
That's right.
All right, folks. Well, it's been real. And we'll see you all again soon. Have a great night.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
You go through all the pain and strife, you turn your back and they're gone so fast. Ooh yeah, and they're gone too fast. Yeah. So hold on to the ones who really care. In the end they'll be the only ones there. When you get old, start losing your hair. Can you tell me who?